Welcome back to the third season of the Study Abroad Tips podcast.
Have you considered how just 30 minutes could reshape your journey to top-tier business schools and beyond? Hi, I'm Prithvi, your study abroad buddy. Today, we are going to explore how to use the power of that half-hour essay you've been hearing about. Welcome to the world of GMAT AWA, the analytical writing assessment. Why is it so crucial? How is it scored? And what is the magic formula to ace it? From metrics that matter to strategies that succeed, we've got the ultimate guide. Ready to make that 30 minutes count? Let's dive in. The GMAT AWA, or Analytical Writing Assessment in GMAT, is more than just a writing task. It measures your ability to think critically and articulate your thoughts. You have 30 minutes to write an essay that analyzes an argument presented to you. The topics can vary, but they all require you to dissect an argument rather than give your personal opinion. The GMAT AWA section is scored separately from the quantitative and verbal sections that has a score range from 0 to 6. The scoring is done in half-point increments. Two independent readers evaluate your essay, focusing on the quality of your analysis and clarity of your writing. Step 1. Dive into that prompt. Give it a solid read. Grasp its essence, because that's where your critique starts. Step 2. Before you unleash your writing prowess, draft a game plan. Think introduction, body, conclusion. Organization is the key. Step 3. Dive into the writing. Begin by framing the argument, dissect it in the body, and wrap it up with your insights in the conclusion. Step 4. Can't stress this enough. Review. Those last few minutes of refining can make all the difference. Now, why is the AWA so vital? It's not just business schools peeking at your scores, eyeing a scholarship or a consulting job. They might be sizing up your AWA too. Want to ace it? Here's the playbook. Structure. Lay out a roadmap in your intro. Deep dive in the body and end with insights that go beyond the obvious. Timing. Strategize with 5 minutes of planning, 20 for writing, and 5 for that golden review. Vocab and style. Clarity over complexity. Always be concise and keep it crisp. So folks, while the GMAT AWA might seem like a tiny piece of that puzzle, it's actually a golden ticket, showcasing not just your writing, but your thinking, analyzing, and communicating prowess. It's not just words on a paper. It's a reflection of your potential. So gear it up, give it your best, and unlock those doors to your future. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep striving. All the best.